Hello?
This is customer support. This is Stacy calling you back. You left a message for us to call you back.
Yep.
Can you get your zip code, please, to pull up the account?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
No, it's her husband. I called to cancel a subscription with the keto thing, and I had canceled on the 17th of December.
Uh-huh.
Then they charged me $100 on sometime. What was it? What day was that? Around the 3rd. Yeah, they charged me $100 around the 3rd, and then I called. I spoke with someone. They told me they were going to refund me the money and cancel the subscription, but I still haven't been refunded. So I just wanted to call and just check up, see if everything's going good.
Okay, can I get your zip code?
01108.
01108?
Yep.
And first and last name?
Louis Cruz.
Mr. Cruz, could you verify that shipping address for me?
250 Orange Street, Springfield, Mass. 01108.
Okay. Thank you so much. And you said that was Springfield?
Correct.
Okay. And that was for the ketogenic fat burner and the advanced detox plan?
Correct. I had canceled that on the 17th of December, and they still somehow charged me.
Okay. Everything has been canceled out and refunded. It usually takes 3 to 5 business days. It looked like one. Let me see. She did a refund of $99.98 on the 1st of January.
Correct, yeah.
And let me see. You had another one done for $28.99 back on December the 2nd. And another one done that they've refunded you the shipping and handling. So everything showing that it was refunded back. I don't know why it's not showing up in your account yet. The one on the 1st. That $99.98 could be because it was done on New Year's Day. That is a holiday, and it does take 3 to 5 business days to go back to your account. Maybe you should check with your bank and see what's happened.
Okay.
And depending on, let's see, did you call in on the 1st that day?
Correct.
Let me see. Yeah. So if you called in that day too, what could have happened that same day that you were charged, it probably was in pending status with your bank and the money probably never left the account. So like I said, just check with your bank on that $99.98 because that can happen.
Okay.
Sometimes it could be showing pending on your bank side and went through on our side. And a lot of
it
times
is.
When
That's
we hit the refund back,
pending.
Right. And when it hits the refund back, it's the $99.98 never left the account. So it's probably because of both of those charges, they're probably bumping heads. It's probably taking time for it to clear. Because
okay,
she tried to refund you the same day that you that it was pending.
All right, so I'll contact them and I'll fix it with them because you are right. It is still pending.
Right, and that's probably what had happened.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me notate the account real quick before I let you go.
It's okay. Come on, I'm going to try and get access to those emails. And I'll let them know as soon as I figure that out.
Yeah. And it should have sent you refund confirmations every time they sent a refund back to you.
Yep, I got a refund confirmation. Yeah, so it's not you guys. I'm sorry for calling you guys again.
No, you're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
It just probably they both were bumping heads the same day because the bank was probably still impending. And then we're trying to refund it back. So what's going to happen is you probably won't get a refund. Or probably just the money that was there will never be moved. It will just put it back.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give them a call now. You have a great night.
You do the same. Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye.